From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for June 3rd, 2026. Nevada's Democratic U.S. Senators Jackie Rosen and Catherine Cortez Masto are calling on the Trump administration to withdraw a proposed rule on international travel. The rule would require visitors to disclose up to 5 years of social media history before coming to the U.S. In a letter on June 2nd to Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, Rosen, Cortez Masto, and a handful of other Senate Democrats said the policies are already leading to declining tourism rates. That comes at a time when the country should be working to attract more guests ahead of international events. The U.S. will host the World Cup later this year, and Los Angeles will host the Olympics in 2028. The letter also asks the departments to explain what social media factors are being considered when determining a traveler's admissibility. The Department of Homeland Security proposed the rule change late last year, but it's unclear when the administration plans to implement it fully. The latest numbers from the Clark County Department of Aviation show international travel is down. In 2025, more than 1.2 million international passengers passed through Harry Reid International Airport. That's down nearly 15% through, to a little more than a million as of April of this year. The Vegas Golden Knights took Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals 5-4 last night against the Carolina Hurricanes. The Golden Knights found themselves down 2 goals on the road early in the first period, but Shea Theodore got things going with their first goal, and it remained close after that. The game-winning 5th goal came from Thomas Hertl off of a pass from Colton Sissons in the final period. Game 2 in North Carolina is June 4th at 5 p.m. A new study finds that the Clark County School District could save tens of millions of dollars within the next 5 years by following identified operational efficiencies. The CCSD efficiency study commissioned by Superintendent Joan Ebert examined 2 areas, operational efficiencies and educational efficiencies. At the administrative level, the report recommends improved software and licensing management, restructuring the transportation system, and focusing more on preventative maintenance and recovering grant funds. Academically, it says the focus should be on improving the quality of teacher instruction, restructuring special education programming, and strengthening the instructional framework for English language learners. If recommendations were implemented, the report says, the district could see more than $30 million in savings after 1 year and up to $80 million after 5 years. Although Mental Health Awareness Month just ended, Nevada continues to educate the public about available services. The state's 24/7 suicide prevention hotline is being shortened from Nevada 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline to just Nevada 988. The Crisis Response Resource also has a new website, which can be found at nevada988.org, officials said in a news release. The Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health runs the helpline, which launched in 2022 as part of a national network. Nevada ranks among the lowest in the U.S. for mental health service availability. If you or someone you know is experiencing emotional distress, suicidal thoughts, or a mental health crisis, Nevada 988 is available 365 days a year to provide free confidential support. The National Park Service last month published 35,000 public comments submitted in response to a government request asking visitors to report signs or displays they believe portrayed American history negatively. The comments were submitted online and through QR codes at park sites, including nearly 7,000 from parks in the Mountain West. To Jerry James, the deputy director of Sierra Club's Outdoors for All campaign, the responses showed widespread opposition to the Trump administration's effort to review historical displays. I think they were expecting people to be okay with this whitewashing of history, he said. A lot of folks called that out. The vast majority of visitors objected to what they saw as an attempt to downplay difficult chapters of American history. I think it's highly inappropriate to ask visitors to report any signs or other information that are negative about either past or living Americans, said one visitor to Bryce Canyon National Park in Utah. Historical recounting should be factual regardless of whether a person may perceive them as positive or negative. I do not think the NPS should be addressing this at all. Hear the full story by the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen at knpr.org. In an industrial yard off a highway east of San Francisco, AT&T workers crowd around cold, hard evidence of a growing problem. Sitting here is a truck full of what is stolen copper cable, says Todd Swinson from AT&T's Construction and Engineering Division. The jumble of cables and wires, about the size of a truck tire, was recovered from a metal recycler. Swinson says that cable actually belongs to AT&T and was cut down from telephone poles by thieves. Over the past few years, there has been an alarming rise in copper wire theft in the United States and beyond. The value of copper has roughly doubled in the past year, thanks in part to increasing demand for the metal. So thieves strip it from phone lines as well as from other infrastructure, like street lamps and EV chargers. Repairs cost companies and communities, vex corporate executives and politicians, and tax work crews. Swinson says record-high prices of copper, buoyed in part by the artificial intelligence data center boom, are to blame. The higher the price of copper is at a recycler and on the market, our theft goes up. Direct correlation there, he says. Read the full story by NPR's John Ruwich at knpr.org. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.